Bob Lucas is not about to judge you for tossing that plastic bottle in the trash as you board your flight.
I mean, I'm the world's worst recycler at home, but I'm on top of it here, which makes no sense.
And it really doesn't make sense that Lucas, who's an electrician by trade, managed to launch one of the most comprehensive on-site recycling and composting programs of any airport in the nation. He is the Charlotte Airport's housekeeping manager, responsible for clean bathrooms and trash removal.
I've learned a lot in the last 3 years. The internet's wonderful.
Yes, the internet is where Lucas got the wild idea that's become reality in an old warehouse at the airport. Now, we'll get to the wild part, but first, let's stop at the conveyor belt where 25 tons of trash a day come pouring in from all over the airport.
You see it coming down off the cascade up there. What that does is it gives it like a waterfall effect, so it spreads it out on the belt a little bit more.
That makes it easier for a dozen employees to pick out recyclables so passengers don't have to do the sorting in the terminal.
Cardboard, you've got a designated person here for aluminum, plastic.
The recyclables are crushed, baled, and sold for cash. In 4 months, the airport's made about $68,000, which it split evenly with a private company hired to run the facility. But the real value of the operation is in the savings, says Lucas. The airport spends close to $1 million a year on landfill fees and waste hauling. But since Lucas got his program up and running, trash going from the airport to the landfill is down 70%. That is better than just about any other airport anywhere. And it's offered some surprising lessons.
Clothes and cups were the two biggest shocks.
Clothes?
A passenger goes to the ticket counter and they find out their bag's 2 pounds overweight. Versus paying the additional fee, they'll throw a shirt or two away.
Lucas has ladies from a local church launder the clothes and donate them to charity. The cup conundrum has been a bit tougher to solve. A bin next to the trash conveyor belt is piled high with whole sleeves of those clear plastic cups you get with your soda on the plane.
This right here is where U.S. Airways will use 2 or 3 cups out of that sleeve and throw the rest of the sleeve away. Do you see how many cups that's getting wasted? So I've met with in-flight service to see if they can correct that on their end to not be so wasteful.
Lucas had a similar conversation with the airlines about a shocking number of airplane blankets that end up in the trash rather than being laundered and reused. Once all the recyclable and reusable stuff is pulled out, the organic goop goes into a giant mixer. Waste from airport restaurants, food scraps off planes, and the half-eaten Cinnabon you toss out rot in a closed tank for a few days to start the composting process. And then it's time for the stars of this show.
There's the workers.
Lucas digs his fingers into the top layer of a 50-foot-long composting bin.
1.9 million of them.
They're special kind of worms?
They are your backyard red wigglers.
About 3 inches long and 1/4 inch around, but can they eat?
They eat half their weight a day.
Charlotte is the first airport in the nation, if not the world, using worms to compost 100% of its organic waste. It's an outlandish undertaking. Other airports are watching with interest. Worms can be finicky, though, and Lucas recently learned prone to crawling out en masse when the barometric pressure changes. That prompted a panicked call to the guy who sold him the worms.
First thing I told him, I said, they're trying to leave. He said, get a light and stick under the bed. And they just turn around and go back in. And they're happy.
Light on, crisis averted. And if Lucas can keep the worms happy, they'll soon be producing enough castings to fertilize all of the airport grounds.
Castings is worm poop.
Ah, worm poop. The thing that has reduced many a room to chuckles since Lucas began talking publicly about his plans last year. But at this recent meeting of the airport's advisory committee, Aviation Director Jerry Orr made clear he's taking the whole thing very seriously. The airport spent $1.2 million to set up the recycling and worm composting operation. He expects it to be turning a profit in 5 years. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.